Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Signs of Qiyamah. Today we take a look at a narration from Sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Hasten to perform good deeds before the emergence of a turmoil like portions of a dark night. A person will be a believer in the morning and a disbeliever by the evening. Or he will be a believer in the evening and a disbeliever by the morning. He will sell his religion for worldly gain." This is the translation of the narration in Sahih Muslim. So there's two aspects that I want to touch on and highlight. One is that we have to be greedy to perform good deeds. Allah says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Hasten, run, rush towards the forgiveness of your Lord. وَجَنَّةٍ, and towards such a paradise. عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. That is the equivalent, if not greater, than the size of the heavens and the earth. So when it comes to good deeds, you cannot be lackadaisical, you cannot be lethargic, you cannot be very relaxed about it. You need to be rushing towards doing good deeds. There must be a sense of urgency. Of course, you do it how it needs to be done, not so rushed that you compromise the quality of it. But you must be in a hurry to accumulate as much of good deeds as you can in the short lifespan which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has decreed for us. Because as we get closer to the hour, as we get closer to Qiyamah, the opportunities will be lesser. The circumstances will be less conducive. So whilst you have the opportunity, and we may think, well, we're already living in very bad times, it's only going to get worse. So hasten to perform good deeds before the emergence of turmoil. And that turmoil will be very dark, like a portion of a dark night. So dark that in the morning you will be a believer, by the evening you would have lost your greatest asset, which is your faith. Or in the evening you will be a believer, by the morning you will be an unbeliever or a disbeliever, having lost your greatest asset. How? By trading it in for some material gain. So this brings me to the second part of what we discuss in this hadith, and that is, guard your iman. Protect your iman. The best form of protecting your iman is via good deeds, because al-imanu yazidu yanqus. Iman increases and decreases, meaning its quality, depending on your good deeds or your evil deeds. And protect it by making sure you don't compromise your values, and you don't compromise your beliefs, and you don't utter that which will expel you from the fold of Islam, and you don't do that which will excommunicate you from the definition of a Muslim. And in the process, you trade your most valuable asset, that which is your license to eternal salvation, that without which you're not eligible for eternal salvation. Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, save yourself and your families from the fire. Meaning protect your faith. That's your most important asset. As you get closer to the time of Qiyamah, you will be more vulnerable in terms of losing your faith. So like you go into a crowded market in a place where crime is rife, and you know that there are robbers everywhere, then you guard your purse, you guard your wallet, you guard your cell phone with all that you have, because you know I'm very vulnerable in this situation. As we get closer to the hour, to Qiyamah, we become more vulnerable. So we need to protect our faith and our iman. And that's the greatest gift you can give to your kids, is to teach them how to fortify themselves when it comes to protecting their greatest asset, and not to do anything which will make you or them vulnerable because of material gain. May Allah grant me and all of us the tawfiq. Signs of Qiyamah. Until next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.